Hi, welcome after lunch. So we're continuing this afternoon. We're going to talk about Windows Phone. I do have a couple logistics questions that came up, so I'll tackle those really quickly, and then we'll move towards phone. And I'll set context on the phone session because it's going to be a short one. So everything, the recordings will be available online. The PowerPoint presentations will be available online for download later. And as many of the demos as we can, later in the day, you're going to see more demos, more hands-on, more code stuff. A lot of code snippets and recipes that you can use. So everything that we can will be available for you to download off the website. So right now, if you go to channel9.msdn.com, that's where we're broadcasting, and you'll be able to just do a search, you know, do a search for Unity there, and you'll be able to find the training, and you'll be each session with its PowerPoint and its demos. So we'll make sure we cover that. And for the next half an hour or so, we're going to talk about Windows Phone. And I'm going to prefix it with, you know, we debated a lot whether we would cut this session or not. Because, you know, or 2 weeks ago when we started planning, we said, oh, we're going to cover Windows. We're going to do the gotchas. We're going to do everything. And then we're going to do the exact same thing for phone. And then everybody in the room or in the call looked at each other and thought, what are we going to say? There's nothing different. There's not a lot of different stuff to say. So we chose to keep it for phone just so that we could emphasize a few things, but it's going to be very short because everything you've learned so far and everything you're going to learn in the afternoon is equally applicable to phone, and we're not going to just repeat it. If you have a question specific to phone, this is the time to ask during the session. But again, it's all about everything you've learned for Windows is not going to be applicable to phone, so you shouldn't have to worry too much. That's why we're explicitly covering phone so that you know, hey, they didn't cover it, so it's not different. Okay? Cool. And I'm going to do the same that we did earlier. I'm just going to walk you through what the phone looks like and then tell you a little bit about the store. And then we're going to have Corey come in and deploy and debug using phone. And then we'll have Randy come in and do a little bit of tips and tricks, very much like you saw. But earlier it took us 2.5 hours. This time it's going to take us 35 minutes or so. So let me go here. If you haven't seen Windows Phone, this is what one of them looks like. This is actually Vladimir's phone. He's the next speaker. And we set it up this way so we don't have to be swapping. It's a very different experience from what you get out of an iPhone or Android device. You see some of the same concepts here. We have the live tiles. You see the tiles are peaking right here. We have the exact same concept, very similar API, push notifications, all the things that you saw earlier on Windows Phone. They don't have contracts in the same way as we do for Windows, but they actually have this task that you can go ahead and cross-launch across applications and communicate across apps using this, you know, this communication. So for the most part, you're not going to see anything different here. If you haven't played with a phone, we'll definitely have them tomorrow for playing and for debugging and testing as you develop your app. So you should be able to play with it a little bit more and get more familiar with the user experience. There's not a lot in there. This phone is pretty clean since our kind of our debug, you know, developer demo phone. So when it comes to the store, there's a few things. So I have to open up with, it is a different store. So we, you know, Windows, we're converging at the platform level. We're converging, we're very converged at the kernel. We're working on the APIs. But today we do have two different stores. So there's a few slight, you know, differences that we have to mention. The first one is our store is in 191 countries, and they support 50 languages. That's a little bit less than Windows. Remember, we had 230 for Windows. 190 is still plenty for you to make money. That's, you know, it covers most of the countries that you would want to ship a game to. So there's very broad reach. The economics and the models are exactly the same. We have Microsoft Commerce APIs. We give you advertisement. Every time when I say Microsoft advertisement, that just means we have an ad SDK. We have our own ads where you can go into Pub Center and subscribe and, you know, just start using our advertising model where we manage the networks and everything for you, right? So that's what we mean by advertisement. Somebody asked me earlier. And then the phone platform does have analytics just like Windows did. So everything's available to you. And if you choose to use your third party, you know, if you choose to use third-party APIs, you can do the same. I'll talk about those as we go because there's a few things that are slightly different when it comes to policies, but not much difference. With regards to revenue sharing, they started, you know, 2.5 years ago or 2 years ago or so. So they started with a 70% model, just like everybody else would have, you know, like iOS or Android would have, and they've kind of stuck with that for now. So, you know, with phone, you get to keep 70% if you use Microsoft Commerce APIs. Again, very competitive, matches with everybody else. With regards to in-app commerce, they have some very similar features to what we have on Windows 8. So they do have a feature-differentiated trial. Remember earlier I talked in Windows, we have time trials. Phone does not have one. On phone, it's always about feature differentiation. But you can just go in there and control it. It requires you to write 10 lines of code. It's not a lot of code for you to just go ahead and use a feature differentiated trial instead. And the one thing that they do have, which is very significant, is that phone does support consumables. You don't have to use expirables in order to kind of simulate consumables. So on phone, if you go in there and say, I want a consumable, I want to go buy a Life, or I want to go buy this little Boost, that's supported in the platform natively. So there's no extra lines of code that you'll have to do that. And they also, of course, support persistent purchases and expiring purchases. So very similar to that. Something that phone has, which has proven to be a really great practice, there's a lot of data from them that shows this is a really great practice, is they have mobile operator billing. If you're not familiar with mobile operator, what it is rather than me, when I have my phone and when I set up my account, rather than me saying, here's my credit card, I just say, hey, bill it through my mobile operator, right? Like AT&T, T-Mobile, whatever you use. The bill goes through them, and I don't have to enter a credit card, or I don't have to have a credit card. And they have a lot of data. JC Cimentier from the phone's here, so if somebody wants to ask him. But I saw a presentation last week at GDC where they showed data, and literally a lot of people spend a lot more money when it goes through mobile operator. I couldn't figure out why, but they got the data that shows that happens. It might be that's the contracts that it's available. It's just a nice thing to have. It's all transparent to you. You don't have to code anything different. It's all transparent. It's just a nice feature that you're going to take advantage of. And these are the operators that they're working with. They're working with more, of course, or there'll be more coming as future moves on, as we can move on to the future. So with regards to the platform, I kind of took a slide and simplified it. What I did is I brought a slide from that I use for Windows Store, and I kind of gave you the exact same slide to show you that it is the exact same kernel, it is the exact same WinRT, right? And I call it Simplify because there's two things that are slightly different here. The main one that's different is that the SAML platform here, it's actually, to you, somebody asked earlier, hey, I don't know any SAML, how much am I going to have to do? First of all, you don't have to learn a lot of SAML. Most of the stuff that you need, there's little recipes and code snippets that you'll be able to use. And the SAML platform here is just a different runtime, but it looks the exact same, right? So it's kind of like saying, oh, look, I have the HTML tag for button over here, and I'm running it inside Internet Explorer, and I have it over here, and I'm running it inside, Firefox, right? It's the exact same tag. It does the exact same thing. It renders a button, but it's two different rendering engines underneath. Right? So that's the difference that we have with regards to the platform. Everything else is the exact same. The C# runtime that you have, the .NET runtime, is core CLR on both. If anybody comes from phone, in previous versions, we used to have Compact Framework. In Windows Phone 8, we have core CLR on both. So it's the exact same runtime that you're using in Windows 8. That's why we're going to have very little to say since you're changing. We're changing so little. So that's what we have on phone. Phone's been around for a few more years. Hopefully here everybody's seen Nokia devices, HTC devices. The latest set that we have are very, very compelling. They're doing really great on the market. So I don't have a lot of momentum data on those because that's third-party device data. But come talk to us if you need more information about, hey, should I dive into phone? And the bottom line is you're going to learn. You write your Windows 8 game or you write your Windows Phone 8 game, whichever one you start with, it takes you a few days to go to the other platform. So literally, this is money you're leaving on the table if you write a phone game and you don't turn that into a Windows game, right? It's not that hard. You'll see as we go. So that's it. With regards to getting started, very similar to the exact same slide that we showed you earlier. You need an idea for your game or your game. You're going to need to develop on Windows 8. You're going to need Visual Studio. Again, the Express version of Visual Studio will work fine. There's an addition there that says you will need a phone SDK. And that's just a free download, download it from the Developer Center. And you'll be able to just install it and run, and everything will be seamless. That extra download is what downloads emulators and other things that you'll want for your application, right? And then you will need the Unity add-in for Windows Store. And just so we're very clear on this, there's one add-in from Unity, and that gives you Windows 8 apps or Windows Store apps and Windows Phone apps together. Right. So right now, because we're in beta, there's different builds and all kinds of stuff, but you end up buying one license. So when you go out, you buy your one add-in for the Windows 8, you know, application models, and that one add-in is going to allow you to do Windows and phone. So one add-in for both, so you wouldn't have to buy two or anything like that. And then we obviously, for store submission, we actually, you will need to have a store account, and we do have a gotcha, and Randy's going to cover it, where you need a developer account a little bit earlier than we do on phone. So Randy will cover a little bit of that. And that's it. You'll need your license, and that's all. That's what we have ready to get started. With regards to store registration, similar model to Windows. Again, Windows kind of came a little bit later, so they have the luxury of refining the original model. Windows Phone has been around longer, they're more settled down, and they have a model that I think it matches what everybody else in the industry have, or what most people in the industry have. If you're a student, a startup, or a MSDN subscriber, you can get it for free. If you're a business person, if you want a business account, there's no personal account, everybody's a business account. If you're an individual, you just register with a business account, and you know, you go through as an individual, but the cost is $99 as if it was a business account on Windows. So that's the exact same thing. And tomorrow we will have phones, so I think that's the last slide here. And tomorrow we will have phones for you to play with, and we have people from the phone team here, so you can also talk about, hey, I have a phone, how do I get an account if you don't qualify for the free one? Pending how far you get along with your games, tomorrow might be a good day. So. And that's it for me on the store. Corey will come in next and do the demo while he sits up. If anybody has any questions, I'm happy to answer anything that we might have. So, no questions on phone? Okay. So you can just escape out and everything else is work. And you're going to use his mic, right?
Yeah. Is this working? All right, sweet. This one's going to be real quick. I'm just here to totally redeem myself. So what I'm going to do here is I have the same project that we had that Carl and I were working with earlier today, and I'm basically going to deploy it to the phone. So what I did for the short term is I made a copy of my project, moved it over. I got rid of my old build for the store, and like I said, when I say move it over, is like right now we're in separate builds, but again, in the end product, we're going to be in one add-on. I'm already on Windows Phone 8 platform. You can see we don't have any special settings. Our player settings are going to be basically very similar to everything that you've worked with on other mobile platforms. And I'm just going to hit build, select the big build folder. Watch the green bar go. Questions so far? All right, let's make sure my phones are. All right, so once that's built, I'm going to open up my build folder. Again, I have a solution file. I'm going to open that up. Layout's going to be largely the same. What I'm going to do is I'm going to open a file. I'm going to... Where is this one? This one's on the desktop. It is called... Game phone assets. I am going to come into one of our scripts and place a breakpoint. I'm going to the device. I know, it's so completely different than what we did earlier today, which is why I'm only going to be up here for a few minutes once this is deployed. And I will be kind of switching phones real quick. I have a display phone, and then I have the actual phone I'm going to deploy just so you guys can see it in full big screen glory. And you'll notice that I hit a breakpoint in Visual Studio and debugging. I tested it over lunch, so I knew it was going to work. Let's go ahead and hit F5. And here it is on this phone. There's a laptop in front of me, so you may not see. So I'm going to switch over to this phone. And can we switch the display to... Do I have to do that? What's that? Alt tab. Oh, there it is. Boom. Here we go. So here it is running. We didn't put anything, so I can look around. You can see me. And it's like an endless shooter, because whenever I touch, I shoot. But there you go. Again, it's the same exact project. We haven't even modified any of the control schemes that Carl set up for getting the touch screen to work on the Surface. We just switched platforms to Windows Phone 8, built and deployed. We opened up one of the user script files, put a breakpoint, and it just works. Questions? Awesome. Up next is Randy.
All right, so what is different about Windows Phone then, huh? Because you didn't really see much there. Now, first I have to do, though, is find my slides. Okay, cool. So let me just, is it scroll down to the bottom here? All right. There's always got to be something. There we go. So let's talk about what's different. What is different? Control F5 is what the button I want. Shift F5. Thank you. So what is different about Windows Phone? So frankly, not much. There really isn't much different that's for you as a user. You know, there are some caveats in terms of our current progress on Unity for Windows Phone 8. We're not quite as far along on a calendar schedule. We're in an earlier beta than Windows 8 and RT. So we will be shipping likely in a somewhat later release of Unity. We'll be actually putting Windows Phone release capability into the Windows Store add-on. But it's really not that much. It's not very huge of a difference. It's just a couple of months. Another difference is, you know, when you actually want to deploy to the physical device, you do need a paid Windows Store developer account. Unlike Windows 8 and Windows RT, you just put some cash up front to be on device. To use the simulator, no problem. To go on device, you know, just like other platforms, not much of a problem either. Now, some cool things that you get from our Windows 8 implementation is you get a tethered deploy, which is kind of handy because I can plug this phone into my laptop and just copy the app over USB. So that means I don't have to wait for a Wi-Fi connection to copy my, you know, 500 megabyte development project over every time I want to do iterative testing. It also means if I'm in a hotel or at the airport, I can actually connect to my device because I'm not having to search for it over the Wi-Fi subnets. So that is really handy for fast iterative development, is being able to deploy to the phone just by hitting a button. The other thing that's really cool there is there is actually just one button to hit. So with Windows Phone 8, the build and run button actually is fully implemented. We use some Visual Studio automation so that you can actually just hit build and run, and it will build the project, load up Visual Studio, build the app, deploy it to the device, and set it to running. So again, a little faster. We'll be adding that, I'm sure, for Windows 8 and Windows RT, but at the moment, it is already in Windows Phone 8. Other cool thing we do for you automatically? Yes? So that's a little trickier. So what's going on there with Windows RT is it's ARM-based, but unlike Phone, where the Windows Phone SDK takes care of it for you, that is a driver question on Windows RT. And so at the moment, right now, what you have to do is there's a specific range of Ethernet, or USB to Ethernet adapters. I think the particular manufacturer is Pluggable. And they actually have drivers that do work with ARM Windows RT devices. And so there's a particular range of those Ethernet USB to Ethernet cables that you can do tethered deploy on. And perhaps in the future, the range will expand. But yeah, there's a driver implementation question. So another cool thing we do to make it even more automagical for you is we actually, in the Windows Phone 8 code base, we automatically fix up hash table and array list references behind the scenes. So we're actually doing assembly patching during the build process to replace your references to disallowed code with our stub implementations of dictionary. So that just actually automatically works. It's really handy. You know, you will likely want to go ahead and fix this up later on, but in terms of porting over, that makes it a lot quicker because there's just less code to touch. In addition, we don't have it running right now, but we're working on it, is being able to patch plugins and WinRT components to fix those up as well. So that way, you know, if there's anything that, well, I guess not WinRT components, but plugins. So we can patch those, we'll be able to patch those up and make them work automagically as well. Now, in terms of where we're at right now with Windows Phone, there's a separate kind of list of things that aren't finished yet because we actually do have two separate development teams working on Windows 8 and RT and Windows Phone. So the list is a little bit different. So you'll see, like, you know, screen orientation, not an issue in Windows RT or Windows 8 for that matter on laptops that are capable of it. But right now we don't have runtime screen orientation changing. Usually not so much of an issue, and I'm sure we'll have it by the time we ship. Networking, same as on Windows 8 RT. We just haven't implemented it. We very possibly won't, frankly. Webcam, I think that's one that we do have on 8 and RT. We just don't have at the moment on phone. We'll just, you know, get to that when we can. Movie playback support. This one is sometimes a little tricky, as folks know. You know, on iOS, for example, we don't have render texture support for movies. We're just using the full screen movie player. You know, every platform is different. We just have to find the approach that that works best for our users. And we just haven't implemented the compass sensor. This is another one of those things. We'll get to it eventually. We'll add it to the script interface, and you'll be able to just use it. But for now, in the beta, it's not there yet. And then we have some driver issues. You know, real-time shadows, as was mentioned, the mobile chipsets, both Tegra and Adreno, right now have some driver issues that don't allow us to do the real-time shadows. And GPU profiling, this one's tricky. Right now, I think, pretty much only have GPU profiling on Tegra chipsets for mobile. So we're still working on adding support for, you know, ARM Mali, Qualcomm, Snapdragon, et cetera. But those will get there. Yes? I believe so. Now, this might require a quick test, but my understanding is that, yes, the webcam API is, in fact, hooked up for 8 and RT. If it's not, it will be hooked up in the near future. Yes?
So other than Compass, do you have other motion sensors, gyroscope, and accelerometer?
Yes, absolutely. Those are already implemented. Yeah, so the question was, do we already have gyroscope and accelerometer implemented? And the answer to that is yes. That already works on Windows Phone. Compass is one of those that I think we have also not implemented yet on other platforms. So we just got to go through and hook that up. But yes, I mean, that's, you know, the list of differences here is pretty small, and most of it is, you know, temporary implementation issues. And the reason for that is, as usual, Unity is trying to do the hard work so you don't have to. The advantage for us is we get to have a highly unified platform that we get to run on top of. So we're sharing a lot of code between Windows 8 RT and Windows Phone. Yeah, so the submission process for Windows Phone is a little bit different because that platform is essentially more, well-defined. There was no, you know, like with Windows 7 to Windows 8, they had to blacklist all these APIs and implement the WAC to make sure everything was still compliant with all those API blacklistings. Windows Phone, that didn't really happen because it's not an upgrade per se. Yeah, so a lot of those processes for testing compliance just aren't there, don't need to be there on phone.
So can I publish my JavaScript game now for Windows Phone?
At the moment, JavaScript and C#, I am not sure if, JavaScript and Boo, I am not sure that we actually support those for submission at this point in time, but we will. Yeah, and I could be wrong on that, actually. The developers are over in Europe, and they're a day ahead of me, so maybe they've already gotten it taken care of. Yep, so I've got a question from online from Joseph. Will there be a pro version of the Windows 8 plugin? What will the feature differences be? Yes, so we do in fact plan on having a basic and pro add-ons, just like iOS and Android for Windows 8, Windows Phone 8, and Windows RT. Unfortunately, I cannot say what the feature delta is quite yet. We have not locked that down as we're still in development. But yes, we will have pro and basic. All right. That seems to be it for the differences between Windows 8 and Windows RT and Windows Phone.